Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily, the daily go get a mism show? We do this every single day. It rains every day. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say, Omar, what's the this is the Daily Go Get a Mism Show all up in your area. Power Monday all up in your area. Right here standing in front of you. Yo, so daylight savings time was over the weekend, right? And so we lose an hour because the clocks got put up. And I really hate it. I hate it when the clocks get put up, man. I hate it. Can't stand it. I don't see why they have to mess with the time, daylight savings time. I don't know. Listen, all the people who like daylight savings time, please let me know so we can get your head checked. Because I don't see why anybody would want to sign up to lose an hour of sleep, gain hours, whatever, whatever. It still throws you off unnecessarily. And in my opinion, it's just a form of a population control, but maybe I'm getting a little too deep into it. Could that be? Yeah, it could be. It doesn't matter. Tonight we're talking about I don't be letting it get to me. We could be talking about stress. We could be talking about depression. We could be talking about world events, things that happen to us, things that are said to us, conversations that we overhear, things that happen to other people that we care about. And that's one thing. A lot of times we'll say that unless it's somebody that I like, care about, respect or whatever, I don't care what people say about me. I don't care what people have to say about me or whatever. But is that true? I mean, just keeping it a buck, is that 100% true? Do you only care about the people talking about you or who have something to say about you that you care about? Is that true? I mean, you could tell me, because to me, it doesn't pass the smell test. It doesn't. Especially when you consider the fact that a lot of the times with people who have been emotionally abused, mentally and emotionally abused, they've been abused by people that they know, people that they care about, people that they love, people that mean something to them. So it would almost seem like a more valid person it seems like you would find more validation in people that you don't know. Or that you don't care about, than the people that you do. Because it seems like the people who know you and who care about you can do the most emotional damage to you. But I don't be letting things get to me. Man, we be letting things get to us. I know people who can't stand to watch the news. I don't like to watch the local news myself. You know, I'm not sure how it gets to me, but I know one thing. I don't like the negativity that I see portrayed on our people day in and day out. And that's not to say that you shouldn't report the news as it happens. You know, violence and crime and negativity are part of human existence, but it doesn't mean that it has to be the focal point of everything that we talk about, because I don't see violence and negativity in all of my daily activities. So it would be unfair and it would be inaccurate for me to report that all I see is violence and despair and destruction and hurt and pain, this and that and bad and ugly and bad. Speaking of bad and ugly, when my dear old dad was alive, one thing about him that he never did with any of his children, he had this thing about saying that kids were bad. He said that you should never tell a child that they are bad. He said, because then they'll believe that they're bad, and it can lead to them either feeling like, well, if I'm bad, I might as well go ahead and live up to it because nobody thinks I'm good in the first place, or they can think that they're bad, and that can cross over into other negative areas in their life of concern. So he said that you should never say that a child is bad. And he never did. He never called me bad. And there were times when I was bad. Straight up and down, there were times when I was bad. There were times when I didn't listen. There were times when I was defiant. There were times when I was rebellious. There were times when I was just straight up dismissive or rude or disrespectful of authority. So to me, that's being bad. So I don't think that there's anything wrong with saying that a child is being bad or letting them know the difference between being good and being bad. But he believed that you should just keep the word bad out of your vocabulary when it comes to kids, because they may not have the emotional maturity to understand that you may only be talking about situational bad and good. They may not be able to decipher it all the time. And there were deeper reasons for why he didn't think that you should say that a child is bad. But being called bad is one thing. You may actually revel or embrace that. But what about when a child is called ugly? From a young age, seeing other children being called handsome and pretty and good looking and whatever. All positive affirmations based on their appearance. And then a child gets called ugly. And one thing about being called ugly, you're going to consider yourself to be in a group that you do not want to be in. You do not want to be in a group lumped with people who are called ugly. Nobody wants that. You know, it makes you feel isolated. And did you know how many children were called ugly because they were dark skinned? They grew up and they had dark skin, so they would be called ugly, or somebody would say that they were pretty or handsome for dark skin. Ugh. Man, that can be tough. That can be very, very tough for a child. At a young age, being told that you're ugly because you're dark skinned. Or if you're pretty, you're pretty for a dark skinned girl. You're handsome for a dark skinned boy. But being called ugly at a young age can do, the collateral damage that can come along with being called that at a young age, it can have an effect. On your personal relationships as you grow up. I see you, Layla. She said, I always hated hearing that as a child. Well, I've seen your pictures as an adult. So, I've seen your daughter, so she's a pretty girl, you know, and she's definitely dark-skinned. Pretty is pretty to me. But, you know, when we were growing up in our age frame, you know, kids that were born in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. I was born in the 70s, grew up in the 80s, and we used to hear that bullshit all the time. And dark-skinned kids used to have a rough time. They did. Whether they were good looking or borderline or not good looking, they had a rough time being called midnight and black, just straight up being called black. Hey, yo, what? Hey, yo, black. Hey, yo, black, come over here, black. Like, what the fuck? What kind of, you know? And it's funny because that wasn't even considered to be a diss. Well, we just call him black because he's dark skinned. My brother, he's dark skinned. And his nickname to this day is Smoke. And it's funny because I'm the one that gave him the name. But I never called him that because he was dark skinned. I called him that because as a young boy, he would give smokers a chance. Like, he didn't look down on nobody or, you know what I mean? He was just a free-spirited young boy. He was cool. He was cool. I used to call him Young Smokes. Then somebody took the S off of it, and then it was Smoke. And I was like, Smoke? I forgot I gave him the nickname. He was like, oh, you the one named me Smoke. And I said, well, I didn't say Smoke. I said Young Smokes. He said, yeah, Smoke, Young Smokes, whatever. But it never occurred to me, because in my family, we didn't grow up doing that. We wasn't allowed to do all that dark skin. Like, we wasn't about that life. But anyway, growing up, hearing that, if we talk about I don't be letting things get to me, you know how many dark skin people had to pretend like that shit didn't get to them? Like, you know, they had to be tough skin. And to this day, everybody thinks that if you dark, you know, they say the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. But they don't understand that what they really saying is the darker the skin, the tougher the suit. We have to put on a suit of armor. As black people, we have to put on a suit of armor. But the darker we are, we have to, that armor has to get more, it has to get thicker, and it has to get tougher and more impenetrable. I don't be letting it get to me, though. That's what we say. I don't be letting it get to me, though. Yeah, because the best defense is an offense. So I'll defend myself, and I'll thwart the efforts of people to try to diss me by acting like it don't get to me. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Even though the words are the only things that have ever hurt people in their lives. Sticks and stones, bruises that heal, and sometimes that you can't even see anymore. But those emotional scars and those emotional wounds, they stay with you for a lifetime. From the time you were young, being called ugly, being called stupid, being called dirty, being called, you know, worthless. And those wasn't strangers saying that to you. That started in your own damn house. A lot of people. I'm not saying that that was the case with everybody. But for a lot of people, it started right there in the home. So it's not the people that I couldn't trust or the people that I didn't love that hurt me. It's the people that I did love, that I did trust, that I did know. So somehow there was a shift and it became cool to act like the only people that matter to us are the people that we know, that we like, that we care about. Sounds good. I don't be letting things get to me. Every time I hear somebody talk like that, I be thinking like, yeah, a lot probably gets to that person. And it's warranted. It is. It's warranted. And it's okay to feel. And it's okay to be affected. But nowadays, we act like it's such a sin or such a weakness to be offended by something, especially if we don't know the person. Shit. I don't care what nobody's saying. Say, being called ugly or stupid at any fucking age is going to sink into your skin. You can't unhear when somebody thinks you're ugly. You can't unhear that. And you can't unfeel it either. You can be like, you know, I know I ain't ugly. And you may be right. And you may even feel like you're right. But in the back of your mind, you're thinking, yeah, but that person thinks I'm ugly, though. I might not be ugly, but that person thinks I'm ugly. But I don't be letting it get to me. I don't be letting that kind of stuff get to me. Well, let four or five more people say that you're ugly and see if it don't start affecting you. Oh, it's going to. Because now you got to start taking the averages. One thing you're going to start to submit to is that you're not pretty, that you're not handsome, that you're not all that good looking. Now you just all right. You cool with being all right? I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I don't know too many people that just want to be all right. It was good when it was. I'd rather you not say nothing than to just be like, well, he all right. Fuck you mean? You know, people fire back like, no, you all right. I know I look good. You know, yeah. Some people have to play the real validation game. Well, my man love the way I look. Well, my girl, she think the world of me. That lets you know right there. You are affected by that. But I don't be letting things get to me. Listen, if you don't get anything out of this show tonight, the only thing I'm trying to get across is that it's okay. It's okay to be affected. It don't have to stop you. People keep going by things that affect them all the time. You never know where your true motivation is going to come from. For some people, it comes from pleasure, and some people, it comes from pain. For some people, it comes from support, and for some people, it comes from adversity. You never know. You never know. People are different from each other. It doesn't make one right or one wrong. What up, Emily Dunlap in the house? Said it, Emily and Stacey White. That's yeah. The D are coming through. Thanks for coming on. It's good to see you. And Layla Harris, thanks for coming on by. It's always good to see you. It's why I say hi. And Carol Chamberlain, my friend, mi favorita, thanks for swinging on by. It's good to see you. And Jai Biggs, yeah, you know, that's my favorite kid. I'm glad you came by. You know I did. And Health and Beauty, Tony, what's going on? Talking about good afternoon. It's evening. Man, it's almost 8 o'clock. Well, 7:30. We good, though. Good to see you. But yeah, we talking about things. I don't be letting things get to me. Well, what if you do let things get to you? That doesn't make you weaker than anybody else. That doesn't make you uglier than anybody else. It doesn't make you cornier than anybody else. It doesn't make you less valuable than anybody else. You just let things get to you. You know what I'm saying? You know, like you're a little sensitive. Everybody's a little sensitive. You know, what you don't want to be is overly sensitive. So, yeah, you don't want to be overly sensitive. You know, you don't want it to be so all your enemies know exactly where your weak spots are and they just go for them and hit 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 them. But it's all right to be affected. Let the effect, you know, allow you to learn about yourself, allow you to learn about people, allow you to learn about the world, allow you to be able to navigate your way through life and be able to be okay with whatever comes out of it. You know, but it's okay to be affected. You be affected if somebody told you that they really love you or that they really care about you or that you're really handsome or pretty too. That doesn't... You're not unaffected by that. Sometimes, you ever been loved by somebody so much you wondering what the hell is going on? You ever been loved by somebody so much you wonder what their ulterior motive is? Like, yeah, like, I'm a nice person, but I ain't nice enough for you to be doing all that. Of course, that's some insecurity on our end, you know what I mean? But nonetheless, we're still affected. If we're affected by good things that happen to us, why would we think or make people believe that we're unaffected by things that are negative for us? I mean, to us. Why? You ain't got to do that, homie. We ain't got to do it. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm trying to. The camera's actually in my way. I'm trying. You know what I mean? It's going to be all right, though. All right. It's going to be all right. So, yeah, I don't be letting things get to me. Death in the family. Some people try to play it off like, well, you know, death is a part of life. I'm guilty of that. I say it all the time. But it's a protection mechanism. It's not that it didn't get to me. Shoot, I lost my dad last year. I'm still fucked up over that shit. You know what I mean? Because the reality of that situation kicks in often. It's like, damn. I miss my king. I miss the fuck out of him. I can't go see him. I can't go talk to him. He was one of my best friends. You know what I mean? I grew up with him. He taught me everything. He was the smartest man I knew. He was one of the only people, only males nowadays that I had to talk to. You know what I mean? Like, never seeing his number come up on my phone again. It's like, yeah, I'm affected by it. If somebody in my family gets hurt, if one of my friends gets hurt or they sick, yeah, I'm affected. I'm deeply affected by that shit. Why wouldn't I be? The people that I'm close to, I'm real close to. This is not a game. You know what I mean? When I say I like somebody, I mean that shit. I mean it when I say I don't like them too. When I tell somebody I love them, I mean that shit. I don't fuck around with that shit. Now, don't get me wrong. I might not express my love the way everybody else does or fulfill the expectations of love the way that some people say. But I know in my heart, you know, what it really is. So when we say, I don't give a fuck or I don't be letting things get to me and whatever, man, listen, you ain't got a front for nobody. We can feel it. One thing about life that's really, really crazy is that the more familiar you are with someone or something, the harder it is to get away from that thing. So when you are with something on a regular basis, I don't care whether it's every day or every week or every month or whatever, when you have a schedule that you are used to being on, when that schedule is removed, when an entry from that schedule is removed, you're going to notice it. You're instantly affected by it. So it's the same thing can happen when you are used to being treated a certain way, talked to a certain way, dealt with a certain way. And then all of a sudden, you're not dealt with, talked to, and treated that same way anymore. It can be tough. Shoot, even physically. You know, we don't understand. We don't understand a lot of the ways that the human body works. We don't understand anatomy and physiology and all of that. I try to tell people all the time, do not get weight loss surgery. I don't give a fuck how fat you are. That shit is going to fuck you up. It took you a long time to get fat. It didn't happen overnight. And listen, y'all got to stop talking all that bullshit about I got a thyroid problem and blah. Come on, man. Everybody can. Listen, what you got is a Popeye's chicken problem. You got that. McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, that type shit. You got that. Cakes, cookies, pies, sweets. You got that. It's a lack of self-control. But I'm saying all of that to say this. When, you know, physically, when you get weight loss surgery to reduce your stomach, the size of your stomach, that's not going to make you stop eating more. It's going to make you full more. But shit, you was full a lot of times when you overate. It ain't going to stop because you got a smaller place to put it. So what happens a lot of times when people get weight loss surgery? They get weight loss surgery, they lose some weight. And then they think they got it all good, but they haven't changed any of their eating habits. But they got tired of being called fat. But hold on, I'm not done with the whole physical part of it. Your body has had a whole portion of that organ that was working a certain kind of way removed. The body is used to your body being one way, and you changed it drastically. And one fell swoop. It's not like you started working out. You know, when you work out, you feel pain because you haven't used those muscles. So whether it's your legs, arms, chest, whatever, butt, whatever, you feel pain in those muscles. That's your body telling you that, listen, we got to adjust to this new thing that you're doing because we haven't done it in a long time. But those things give your body a chance to adjust. When you get weight loss surgery, you just reduce the size of something or whatever, it can cause all kinds of hormonal imbalances in your body and your endocrine system. Because where you remove a piece of an organ altogether, blood used to flow to those areas, and now it can't. So now it has to find another way. It has to find another way in order to get where it's supposed to go. And you have eliminated the place where it was supposed to go. So that's why a lot of people get sick when they get weight loss surgery or any of those cosmetic surgeries. I'm not even going to go into whether you should work with what you got or whatever and that you're good enough, because you don't believe that shit. If you believe that shit, you know, before you get weight loss surgery or any of those cosmetic surgeries, if you get them in the United States, you got to go through counseling sessions and all of this shit to make sure that that's what you wanted to do. Because the doctors do not want this liability when it all goes down, because they know that your body is going to respond in a negative way after you get this surgery. People have gotten depressive episodes and all of that kind of stuff. Because and didn't even associate it with the surgery that they got. Meanwhile, doctors are like, they done seen this shit time and time again. They know. I don't know if they told you, But they know. But it's a risk that a lot of people are willing to take because they was tired of being affected by being called fat and maybe ugly too. You know, there's people out here that think that they too fat to work out. They say, I got to lose weight. I got to lose some weight and then I can work out and start losing weight. I'm like, I'm not sure if that cart is before the horse or in the middle of the horse. How did you get the cart in the middle? It got to be in the front or the back. The cart got to be in the front or the back. You managed to get the cart in the middle. But yeah, hormonal imbalances. So I'm only saying that on the physical side, so hopefully people can understand that on the mental and emotional side, when you remove something that you're used to, you're going to be affected by it. You and a person were good friends, or let's not even say y'all were good friends. Let's just say y'all were friends, cordial, spoke to each other, hung out every now and then, or were good friends in a certain setting. Like, yo, when I go to work, this is my work buddy. Or when I go to the gym, that's my workout buddy. Or when I go to this club, then, you know, that's the person I see, I recognize, I talk to, I you know, kick it with when I'm there or whatever. That person change on you one day and they just flag you like, yo, like where they used to be like, yeah, hey, what's going on, man? I'm glad to see you here. You know, yo, man, what's up? So what we doing today? What's up? You know what I mean? Blah, blah, blah. If it's usually like that, and then all of a sudden, one fell swoop, you see them in that place, wherever y'all are, and you like, hey, what's up, man? And they like, and get out of your space. The first time, you might figure, oh, they might have had something to do. Maybe they're not having a good day, blah, blah, blah. But when it happens again, and again, you see the consistent pattern, like they ain't fucking with you. You can be thinking to yourself, like, hold up. Well, what's going on? We used to be cool. We used to be definitely on speaking terms, and we was nice. And now all of a sudden they don't speak, or when they do speak, they give me the head nod, or, you know, they get out of my way where we used to come towards each other, and now somebody's avoiding me. And you think you're not going to be affected by that. You're going to be wondering, well, what did I do? I know I didn't do anything to this person. I don't even know him like that. But we was cool. Or, somebody out there is hating on me, and they done told this person this, that, and the third. Or, that, you know what? You never really know people. That motherfucker or that chick might be crazy. You know how it is and blah, blah, blah. But you're going to be affected by it. I don't be letting things get to me, though. Well, I ain't know them like that anyway, so it ain't no big deal. I understand. I get it. But it's okay to be affected. It's okay. It's all right. It is definitely all right. It's all right to be affected, brothers. It's all right to be affected, sisters. I know I owe y'all a few more minutes, so I'm going to make sure y'all get those minutes, though. I'm not bailing. I ain't bailing on y'all. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to bail. I ain't going to bail everything. Yeah. All right. Look, my Facebook account is telling me that I'm still in Facebook jail. Oh, yeah? Well, stop letting me post. I'm a post. I'm a post on my page and in groups. Fuck y'all. Bastards. Yeah, I can act like when they put me in Facebook jail, like I don't care about that shit. I do. Shit. Everybody that's watching me on this show right now, they got there by Facebook. Or, you know, most of them. Yeah, so I'm like, yo, y'all fucking with my shit. Man, I don't give a fuck, man. Fuck Facebook. I don't care about that shit. Fuck you, what, Zuckerberg. Fuck all y'all. Nah. Nah, son. Nah. I got to give them their props. I got to give them their due. Yes, I'm affected. I'm affected by social media and relationships that I formed on social media. Yes, I am. So what? I ain't the only one. Not a fanatic, but yeah, I'm affected. So sue me. Wah, wah. It's going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Thank you. But yeah, I don't be letting things get to me. I'm just saying, it's okay to let some things affect you. It's okay for things to get to you. You know, you don't always have to hide your feelings. You don't always have to pretend like you don't have any emotions one way or another. You don't have to take that I don't give a fuck attitude, because it's not impressive to anybody. Most people don't even believe that that's the way it is. And really, the people who really don't give a fuck, they don't have to run around here screaming it. You know through somebody's actions if they really don't care or whatever. Even though we can never really know how somebody feels about something. People are wired differently than we are, and they do things differently than we do, and they receive and process information different than we do. So what may look like somebody doesn't care. Oh, you know what? Let me ask y'all this. Have y'all ever been involved? Have you ever been in love? Have you ever loved somebody that you really didn't feel valued you as much as you valued them? Have you ever been in a one-sided relationship or what felt like a one-sided relationship? Have you ever felt like you gave your all in a relationship and you were involved with somebody who didn't even want to give you a small percentage, but you were deeply in love with this person? Well, you know, one of the things that we have to understand is that not everybody expresses their love the same way. We're not equal in that regard. So where you may express your love or your affection through maybe gifts, maybe words of affirmation, things like that, they may express it in a different type of way. Where you may like outward displays of affection and validation, maybe they're a private type of person where they like things behind closed doors. They don't care about all the rah, rah, rah. You never know. But that's one of the reasons why communication is so important, because you may be thinking that you're dealing with somebody who doesn't give a shit about you. Meanwhile, man, you may be their whole world. But because their world has been so messed up by the people that have been in it for so long, that it's hard for them to see the forest for the trees as far as how to treat somebody. But that's why patience is important too. Communication and being patient with somebody. Communicating so you don't get into a whole bunch of misunderstandings, and then being patient, you know, enough to understand and be tolerable of somebody else's ways, actions, and feelings. But I don't be letting it get to me, though. I don't be letting nothing get to me, though. I'm just saying all of this stuff for y'all. I'm saying it for y'all. I don't be letting nothing get to me. I don't be letting nothing get to me on this Power Monday. Yeah, well, we didn't have a show yesterday because shit was fucked up. But I'm all right today. But yesterday, I was not a happy camper. It was a very busy day doing things that really wasn't getting me nowhere. Nowhere. But I don't be letting things get to me. All right, y'all. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious March 14th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Melissa Otto turning 38 years old today, and also Chinky Brown turning 36 years old today. Chinky Brown. That's what she calls herself, Chinky Brown, because she has like Asian eyes. But imagine when she was younger. You think that she liked people saying that she had Chinese? All right. All right. Deborah and Lane turning 45 years old today. And also Minaj Ajenor turning 30 years old today. And Florian Reyes Morenita turning 31 years old today. And Tanika Sheree, happy birthday to you. And my brother-in-law, my brother Robert Hatcher, my man, turning 61 years old today. I've known this man since I was like 8, 9 years old. And that's my dog, by all means. And also, Darlene Bellamy, happy birthday to you. And Angela Williams, happy birthday to you. And Ozioma Abia Rolis, happy birthday to you. And, oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I did all the birthdays of the day. I'm going back into, I'm like, these people ain't birthday. I already said these. But you know what? I owe people from yesterday. So this is what I'll do. I'll do the March 13th birthday. Daryl Pops turning 50 years old today. I know him from Penn State. And Deula Connor turning 52 years old today. And Mary Clark turning 66 years old. And Mil Sanik turning 35 years old. And Olivia Young turning 57 years old. And Latasha Oliver turning 32 years old. And Josie Martinez turning 27 years old. And Lakia Perkins, happy birthday to you. And Sauce Nini. How about that? Happy birthday to you. And Troy Roberts, turning 47 years old. And Philly Hightower, turning 47 years old also. And Kyra Rooks, that's it. My man Joe Barber. And Troy Fat Diesel. And Mika Joe. Madam Meek, happy birthday to you. And my man Kevin Finney, turning 60 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious March 14th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead, turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on and do the dance, the rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the dance, and you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, check it out, peep game. I don't be letting things get to me. Well, if things get to you, that just makes you human, and that's okay. Everybody out here has emotions, and everybody out here is affected by people, by the things that people say, the things that you hear, the five senses. Seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, feelings, nothing more than feel. Yes, listen, you were built to feel. And that's whether you feel bad or whether you feel good. You know, you can't tell me that when people speak poorly of you, that it doesn't mean anything to you. But when people speak highly of you, that doesn't mean anything to you either. Come on, man. It's got to be. Listen, you either feel or you don't feel. But if you admit that you feel, then I have to accept that as being real. You real. You understand what I'm saying? Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. Want y'all to have a good night tonight. So days is about to start getting a little longer. You know, it's going to be light in the daytime and all of that kind of stuff. So we're going to get it popping. Everything's going to be good. It's going to be real good. You know what I'm saying? So I want y'all to have a good, good day. Extremely well. Rest of the night. Be safe. And I'll see y'all tomorrow night. So, hold on. Where's my cursor? There we go. So So for my blog talkers, let me get you out of here. I'll see you back next time, my dear. And.